This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Russian police arrested more than 3,000 people Saturday in nationwide protests calling for the release of leading opposition leader Alexei Navalny. AP's Sarah Bassett reports.
The protests stretched across Russia's vast territory, where some demonstrators took to the streets in temperatures as low as minus 58 Fahrenheit. The rain shows how Navalny and his anti-corruption campaign have built a network of support, despite government. Navalny's wife, Yulia, was among those arrested. Navalny was arrested this week after returning to Moscow from Germany, where he had spent 5 months recovering from a nerve agent poisoning that he blames on the Kremlin, which Russian authorities deny. The 44-year-old activist is known for his reports on corruption within Russian President Vladimir Putin's government. I'm Sarah Bassett.
President Joe Biden held his first phone call with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Saturday, who said he looked forward to working with the new U.S. president, including tackling climate change. Johnson used the call with Biden to welcome the announcements that the United States would rejoin the 2015 Paris Climate Accord and the World Health Organization. The two leaders also discussed the prospects of a free trade. On Twitter, Johnson wrote, "Great to speak to President Biden this evening. I look forward to deepening the longstanding alliance between our two countries as we drive a green and sustainable recovery from COVID-19. A spokeswoman for the prime minister said the leaders also discussed the benefits of a potential free trade deal between Britain and the United States. On Friday, Biden spoke to Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador.